infant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. Oh, hail the Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from China, of all places, from Guangzhou, to be very, very precise. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host of Radio Biafra and its director, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It's a unique privilege to be here amongst our people. The Chinese government has been very good to us. They are wonderful people in this part of the world, and we are here to acknowledge the sacrifice of the people that are being led by our dear brother Tojukwu Onunkwo, who are here. We also are very, very grateful to those we left behind in Thailand, and before that, Malaysia. We are in the third country that we know is going to rescue us from this mire, because on Radio Biafra, the truth must be spoken. We have identified Malaysia, Thailand, and China as the three key areas from where our salvation is going to come from, and believe you me, this is where it's going to come from. Once again, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some of us who are here, because the time here now is almost 2 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. If you are in London, it is 2 minutes past 7 p.m. If you're in Bufferland, the same. We thank you for joining us today. Please go out and tell your friends and your family. Tell them that all our systems are working, that we are secure. Tell them that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. Tell them that we cannot close down. Tell them that we cannot stop what we are doing until Biafra comes in truth and honesty. That is why we ask each and everybody, please, wherever you are, continue to disseminate the information, continue to tell people around you that Radio Biafra is here until we get Biafra. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, beliehumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org will get Radio Biafra. The number with which you can get hold of us is on the screen, on the top right-hand corner of your screen. We are in China, in the Guangzhou province, or is it Guangzhou City? Which one is it? Guangzhou City, that's where we are. Our people are here. Biafrans are here. This is our first broadcast from here, but I can tell you that our people are in this place, and I am uniquely privileged to call them Biafrans. It is not everywhere I go that I call them Biafrans. There are very few Biafrans in the whole of the United States. Only here in Guangzhou City, you have more people that believe in Biafra than in the whole of the United States of America. That tells you something. There is something coming from the east. The sun rises from this part of the world. The three wise men saw Jesus Christ, our Lord, from the east. They saw the star in heaven moving towards Bethlehem. They said, we recognize the sign the same way that they recognize the truth that Radio Biafra represents. We thank you all for joining us, because this is your radio station listened to in every country of the world. We are not trying to be, we continue to give God glory because of the things that we can be able to do. We are in China, broadcasting to the whole world from China, something that is impossible to do by anybody else. Only we Biafrans can do this. That tells you that the time has come for us to go, and we are going to go. We thank you once again. I will go to Chidera and also to the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us today. We acknowledge the work that Karamonde is doing in London. We acknowledge the excellent work that Uche Mefo is doing. He is our chief engineer, technical expert. He wasn't born an engineer, but he is one, because God wants to use him to do work for his people. We thank Uche Mefo and his family exceedingly well. because without him we won't be where we are today. He's a great man, and the whole of the Biafran family is grateful to him. Please, Chidera, our people are waiting. They are listening in every country, in every city, in every town, in every village, in every community, in every family, in every homestead around the world. Please acknowledge their presence. We are waiting. Go ahead.
Wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, listeners of the radio station, wherever you are on the planet, I'm saying good morning to you, good afternoon to you, good night to those of you, especially in China, and welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States. Stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. It's not coming through, but it should be coming through. It should be coming through. Can you hold on, Chidera, please? Can you see any light on it? There is a light. Is there any light? Turn the volume up. Very, very high.
Very, very high.
Yes, can you find it? Have you found it? Turn it up very high. Yes. Yes, it's high now. That's very good. Can you hear me at all? Can you hear me? Can you hear me from there? Can you hear me? We need to change our... No, maybe because it hasn't gone in, actually. That's why. Can you hear me now, please? Can you hear me? I need you to confirm that you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Wonderful. Good. We are good to go because Chidera wanted our people here in the studio to hear what you're saying. It is now okay. Our speakers here are working. China is excellent, I must say that. The connectivity in this country is excellent, unlike the nightmare we had in Thailand. Thailand people are very, very good, but unfortunately their Wi-Fi is not. I must speak the truth because this is Radio Biafra. I will then hastily please go to Barrister Mamezu. I have said it before and I'll continue to say it. A very eminent barrister and attorney at law in the United Kingdom. Please, Barrister Mamezu, your people are waiting in every country around this planet. These people are Biafrans. They are waiting for the restoration of their country, and they are waiting for Radio Biafra to please broadcast. Please acknowledge them.
Thank God, Director, that you've arrived in China. You've been moving from places to places. The members of Biafrans, those who are in China, Director, have spoken very kindly of all of you, and I thank you. You've welcomed him, and of course that is not his last destination, but he has arrived in good health. May God continue to bless him and all of you that are hosting him. Today is another day for us to discuss and talk about Biafra, and we're here to discuss in full how we can restore Biafra in its full glory. And we are welcoming those who are coming in and those who will be coming in after. May God bless all of you, and may God bless Biafra. Good evening from London.
Good evening, and God bless you too, and everybody who is involved in this race, everybody who has in one way or the other contributed to the sustenance of Radio Biafra, anybody who has in one way or the other made sure that Radio Biafra's voice continues to project our aspirations, our hopes, our distresses, our pains to the entire planet. To all of you, does this same glory belong to also? Because without you, there will be no Radio Biafra. So we therefore ask you to remember your obligation to the dead, 3.5 million people dead. That what we owe them outweigh that which we owe to the living. That is why we say to people, some people are calling us from China already. Please, we are asking them to try and bear with us. Please try and bear with us, because tonight we are here. If we have to stay for 5 hours, that is what we're going to do. We will take all your calls and we welcome them. Please, and our Skype is functioning to full capacity. Every problem has been rectified and we're moving ahead. We must now go around here very quickly and one after the other, very, very quickly, to introduce to the world the people in Radio Biafra studios here in China, in Guangzhou City. This is only Guangzhou, not Beijing, not the other big cities as well. To give people in America a flavor of what they missed. That here you have Biafran people here in China. Please, one after the other, we'll start from our leader here in China. Please introduce yourself, your name, your village. You greet our people as we proceed. Please, go ahead.
Good morning from China. Good afternoon, good evening. All our listeners, wonderful people of Biafran all over the world, we are welcoming you in today's edition. My name is Onunkwo Tochukwu. I'm from Anambra State, Agwata local government, Agrezechukwu town in Biafra land. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please, your name and where you come from, please.
Good evening, good evening, wonderful Biafra. My name is Anthony Echezanachukwu Onyema. I'm from Anambra State. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Good evening, wonderful Biafra. My name is Ifeanyi Isupu. I'm from Ezago local government in Enugu State. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good evening, people of Biafra and friends of Biafra. My name is Motuma Laki from Mbitolu local government. You are welcome to Life Broker from China.
Are you, who are you? Malaki, what is your position here?
I'm the assistant coordinator of Radio Biafra Volunteer Group China.
Thank you very much. Please, the next person.
Good morning, good evening, the great Biafrans. My name is Chukwuchi Boze. I'm from Ezialaihite, Ezinihite MBC local government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please. Yes.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning from here, China. Good evening, wherever you may be in this department. I am Harry Odnaka Chukwu from Odnugu Autonomous Community in Nalo, LGA, Imo State. Welcome to this special edition.
Thank you very much.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Brother Patrick Ezendoka from Umuchu Agwatala Government Area. Thank you very much for listening to this wonderful edition.
Thank you very much. We have how many microphones? We should pass it around so that.
Hello, wonderful Biafran. Yes. My name is Obenna Obi. I'm from Agwatala Local Government in Anambra State. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening. Good morning. My name is Etebat Anyog. I'm from Imo State. That local government area. Thank you, people of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I can't hear you. Is the microphone off or on? Is it off or on? You pass the one that is working closest to them, please, so that we can hear from each and every person. This is your radio station. That is why you will speak today in Gwanzu, and everybody on this planet will hear your voice. Please proceed.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. I welcome you in this edition of Radio Broadcast. My name is McDonald Amofuloke. I'm from Uli in Iha local government area of Anambra State, Biafra land. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Yezu Ezobi. I'm from Agwata, Anambra State, Oga, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. Good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidi Ekayamu. I am from Amere in Oru East local government area, Imo State. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Onwuka Emmanuel. I am from Ebem Ohafia in Abia State.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, good morning, good evening. My name is Mr. Lawrence Iken Namajoy. I am from Imo State in Olu. I welcome all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. That reminds me of Amajoyi in San Francisco. He is a Biafran. Amajoyi is a Biafran. He's in San Francisco.
Good morning.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, the wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Ndoka Onyangwusi from Okija, Umuatuegu Village. Thank you, people, for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, people of Biafra. My name is Darlington Uchech Kualaka from Nimpi, Oru local government area.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My brother and sisters of great country of Biafra. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Martin Ekemezia from R&D Zurich in Idato local government of Biafra. You're highly welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a very beautiful place with a beautiful name, Aaron Dizwog. Please go ahead. The next person.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra and friends of Biafra all over the world. We welcome you to in today's edition from China, Gwanzhou City. My name is Amobi Okoye from Anambra State and Agwatala Government Area, Isuofia. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good afternoon, people of Biafra. My name is Ozanna Udemezo from Anambra State in Ekwusuke local government, Ozobulu.
Thank you very much, Ozobulu. That is where our
hello, wonderful
comes from.
Hello, wonderful. Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chikeze Okongwo. I'm from Imo State, Omoma. You are welcome for today's edition. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I greet you all, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Shukuma Olusa. I'm from Imo State. Awudemi Osun local government. I greet you all.
Thank you very much.
Hello, the wonderful people of Biafra. Good evening and good morning from China. I welcome you all in this wonderful edition of Radio Biafra from China. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ezenwaka. I'm from Anambra State. I got a local government. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are, all the people of Biafrans and friends of Biafran. We welcome you all tonight, a video edition from Guangzhou City, China. My name is Okudele Joseph Ude. I'm from Enugu State, Ude local government from Afa Town. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. Good evening. Good morning from China. My name is Ogwe Emmanuel from Enugu State, Nsukka in Biafra land. Please, I greet you all. Give us your ear to today's edition.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Long live Biafra. My name is Patrick Chinoso Udemezo. I'm from Azubu, Anambra State. You are welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, the next person.
I greet you all, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, China. Good evening in Africa and in London. My name is Ndujeku Chukwe Buka Cyril Peter. I'm from Unubi. My village is Etitinabo in the Nnewi Sarawak government area. I'm the secretary of Biafra group in China. Radio Biafra London group in China, Guangzhou. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And welcome to our today's edition.
Thank you very much. These are the Biafrans here in China. That is their name, Biafrans in China. We don't have the name of an association or any grouping because it's a collection of our people here. Our secretary that spoke a short while ago, I hope we're not getting any noise from anybody. Anybody, please make sure that all your phones are off. We don't want any side conversation because it's being picked up. Our microphones are very, very sensitive. Anything you say will be picked up and be heard by the listening public. We want to sound as professional as possible, please. That they may know that the new Biafra they will get is a very sound and sensible country. You said it's from Etitinabo, but that's where I come from as well. My mind is in Isiama Faluku Ibeku. I'm from Etitinabo. I never thought that name existed anywhere else. That goes to show the interconnectedness of all of us as Biafran people. If you wish to join our conversation later, which must happen, the number to call is +861 562 505 6882. I repeat, +861 562 505 6882. That is the number for Radio Biafra here in China. If you call us, you will get us when our lines are opened. I will now go to Chidera, please, on this day, the 7th day of September in the year of our Lord 2013. It is still the 6th day in London and in Biafra land. Please give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please. This is Radio Biafra.
The news headlines. We are bringing reports today that Ijaw threatens secession over president's re-election if frustrated in 2015. Only national dialogue can stop Nigeria's collapse. President Jonathan storms out of reconciliation meeting, accuses Obasanjo of being behind PDP's crisis. Police withdraws of Namechi's escort. Boko Haram kills 20 in Borno State. And lastly, Nigerians insist on national conference. Now the news in detail. Ijaw kinsmen of President Goodluck Jonathan have threatened to pull out of the Nigerian Federation if the president's re-election bid was frustrated in 2015. The Ijaw, in a communique made available to National Mirror yesterday after their meeting at the hometown of the First Lady, Dame Patience Jonathan of Krika, River State, said Jonathan would return to the Niger Delta to lead his people in the case that he was rejected by Nigerians in 2015. If other ethnic nationalities feel that they don't need Jonathan as from 2015, we want him to return home in the Niger Delta and lead the Ijaw Nation as president and commander-in-chief, economy made available by the national chairman of Izon Ikemi, Chief Kalati Jester, read. The meeting was held under the aegis of the Izon Ikemi, a grassroots organization of the Ija ethnic nationality, on Tuesday night to review the state of the nation, especially the ongoing crisis in the ruling People's Democratic Party, PDP, and the chances of Jonathan for re-election in 2015. The meeting was hosted by the prominent former leader, Chief Tom Ateke. Ateke and the National Secretary of the Ija Group, Mr. Abbas Meze, signed a communique. The forum said Jonathan was qualified to seek re-election and added that his minority status should not be deployed as the yardstick to disqualify him from the 2015 contest. The Anglican Christian Fellowship of Nigeria, ACFN, yesterday called on President Goodluck Jonathan to immediately convene a national dialogue to save the country from imminent collapse. ACFN, which is an arm of the Church of Nigeria Anglican Communion, warned that unless Jonathan engaged major stakeholders in a very crucial national discourse, his administration's desire to ensure peaceful coexistence among the people might fail. The body premised its call on the many security, social and religious challenges confronting the country, saying that Nigeria had been existing in a forced union. Addressing a press conference in Ijebu-Ode, Ogun State, to herald the maiden national convention of the body expected to end on Sunday, the national president of ACFN, Mr. Henshaw Adetoye, disclosed that echoes emanating across the country pointed to the fact that Nigeria was already in crisis. President Goodluck Jonathan lashed out at former President Olusegun Obasanjo, accusing him of being the mastermind of the intractable crisis in the ruling People's Democratic Party, reliable presidency sources have said. Obasanjo created the problem, he should go and solve it, Mr. Jonathan was quoted as saying at a meeting he held with leading members of the Abubakar Barrage's faction of the party on Sunday night. The reconciliation meeting was called a day after former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, seven state governors, and some other party top guns walked out of the party's national convention in Abuja and then announced the formation of a parallel faction. Mr. Bakanjo was not at the meeting, but both men had worshipped together at the Asurok Chapel earlier that day. Sources at the meeting said after the dissident governors, led by Kano State Governor Musa Kwankwaso, tabled their grievances, a livid President Goodluck Jonathan fumed about how opposition elements within his party were trying to blackmail his submission. After a brief lull, the row between Governor Rotimi Amaechi and the State Police Chief Joseph Mbu resurfaced yesterday. Amaechi's escort commander has been withdrawn by the police. Commissioner for Information Ibn Semenitari claimed last night. Police Commissioner Mbu reportedly made a request which was not in the purview of the police officer, following which he was removed from his position, Mrs. Semenitari said. The report could not be confirmed last night as Mbu did not pick his calls. The police authority earlier in the week declared Amaechi's aide de camp a deserter for failing to report to the Inspector General of Police as requested, but the state government said that ADC was on medical leave. The Boko Haram sect came back with fury yesterday, despite the serious efforts by the military to crush its insurgency. Men suspected to be members of the sect, bearing sophisticated weapons, launched attacks in Borno State, killing no fewer than 20 people. They attacked schools and hospitals, setting some houses on fire in Gajiram, headquarters of Ngaza local government, and Bulabin Ngaura village in Kodunga local government area of the beleaguered state. Ngaza is about 73 kilometers from Maiduguri, the state capital. Bulabin Ngaura is 45 kilometers away. The local government share boundaries with the terrorist major camps in Mate and the Sambisa Forest, which the military said has been destroyed since June. Speakers at the 4th annual Gani Faromi lecture yesterday said Nigeria has not made any meaningful headway despite staying together in 100 years of nationhood. They also said nothing has changed since the death of Chief Gani Faromi, a frontman lawyer who died in the struggle for the emancipation of the poor and the oppressed. Various speakers noted that a national conference should be convoked soon so that Nigeria can make progress. They said it is at the round table that people would decide on several issues to resolve the nation's sundry challenges. This is the news of today, 6th of September. and Ajami 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Jidera, for that. That's the news. Please do not go away. Stay where you are. On this very day, we are reporting that even the Anglican Church have recognized that Nigeria is coming to an end. Everybody has seen the end in sight. The Zoological Republic is disintegrating. It is on its knees. It's about to become another Somalia. Those who are at the helm of affairs, those whose duty it is to steal, to pillage, to loot from the national treasury, has remained oblivious to this very fact. We'll please encourage people, whatever you do, please, 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 we beg you, do not call us now, please. Do not call Radio Biafra now. We are please pleading with you. When the time comes, we shall tell you to do so. Ijaw people are threatening to secede over President Goodluck Jonathan's re-election bid. If they fail, we must listen very carefully to this news. If Nigerians fail to return President Goodluck Jonathan for another four-year term, Ijaw people are threatening to secede. Let us one moment think they are very serious. They are going to do what they said they are going to do. And let us contrast it with what is happening to our own people. Ijaw people are Biafran people. But because of our complacency, our lax attitude, our inability to be relied upon, they have decided to make this type of statement. If Goodluck Jonathan fails to be re-elected, they are threatening to secede. We are not even talking about a re-election of somebody. We are not, Igbo people are not even being allowed to vie for the presidency, talk less of bidding for re-election. What do we do? Let us contrast our reaction to that of the reaction of our cousins in Ijaw. That this is how you play politics. You let your enemies know that you will not compromise. If it is Igbo people, they're saying, oh, let's make peace, let's try to be one, let's reason with them. No. They are saying, you give us what we want or we secede. That is how to fight for your political life in a zoological republic. We are also reporting today that since the Anglican Church have prayed and God has given them this revelation, a few weeks ago it was the Roman Catholic Church who even said they would join a revolution. Today is the Anglican Church, that the end has come for the zoo. This is an Anglican fellowship. They are calling on Goodluck Jonathan to immediately convene a national dialogue to save the country from collapse. This is what Radio Biafra said will happen. This is what is going to happen. Anybody who thinks that Nigeria is going to survive this very episode in its checkered, useless, hopeless history is clearly mistaken. We don't want to let down the American people because we love them. The American people have predicted on four separate occasions that the zoo called Nigeria will come to an end on or before 2015. We, the Biafrans, should not disappoint Americans, please. We must make sure that their prediction comes true. America will not come to fight for the Hausa Fulani people. Britain, where Radio Biafra is headquartered, will not come out to fight for them. Nobody is holding us. We know they've moved all the sensitive equipment to Bauchi. Every tank, every armory, the tactical, advanced tactical air command is in Makurdi. Every major piece of hardware that is of any use is either in Zaria, in Kaduna, or in Bauchi. We know that very well. And we know where they store their weapons. We know all these things very clearly. We know that they have stripped the South bare of any meaningful arms in case people lay their hands on them to come after the criminals from the north. These are people where chief justices are made from the north that steal. This is the territory of Maluduko. These are the people that stole our oil money and used the same oil money to go finance Boko Haram to kill us. Boko Haram will kill us. They even sell more oil to use the same proceeds to compensate them. We cannot allow Nigeria to succeed. We cannot allow Nigeria to live beyond 2015. If we do so, we would have failed the memory of everybody that lost their lives in this very struggle. Nigeria cannot be allowed to see 1st of January 2016. If it does, then we know that the God we serve is a different one from the one that everybody else relies upon. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. That is why we broadcast. Everything we do is about Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. Life continues to become a spectacle of amusement in the zoo. A sitting governor in a state, his police escort is being withdrawn. We're not interested in that type of childish news anyway. We refer to that as gossip. What matters to us is what people are saying in Lagos. Because some speakers at the 4th annual Ghani Forum lecture said yesterday or 2 days ago in the zoo that Nigeria, listen very carefully, these are Yoruba people, not Radio Biafra. So that our people can understand, Radio Biafra is listened to by every sensible government in the world, including even members of Boko Haram. They listen to Radio Biafra. This today we are telling you what Yorubas are thinking. When you speak to a Biafran, somebody from a job, from Idoma, from a Banke, first Banke Igbo people, all the way to Urobo, to Ishekiri, to Bibio, to Idoma, to Igbo people, they say, oh, leave us, we want to be in one Nigeria. This has happened before, we don't want it to happen again. Listen to what other people are saying. Nigeria has not made any meaningful headway despite staying together for 100 years. 100 years, no meaningful development. When is that development going to come? In 3,000 years? Before they will tell you, oh, Rome was not built in a day. Neither was Rome built in 100 years. In 100 years, there is not one single thing to account for the hopelessness, the greed, the avarice, the decadence, the corruption, the evil that permeates every strata, every structure, every level, every aspect of life in this zoological republic called Nigeria. Nigeria is a disgrace to humanity. Nigeria is a blot, is a stain. It is a stain, an insult to the memory of the people that come from the sub-Saharan aspect of Africa. Nigeria cannot and should not be allowed to exist. They also said nothing has changed since the death of Chief Ghani Fayomi. We are saying today that nothing was the same before the death of Ojukwu, before the death of Achebe, and it's not going to change until we do something about it. They noted that a national sovereign conference, which Yoruba people have been using their media to call for, is the way out. We say that outright disintegration is the best way forward. We don't want to have a managed breakup, no. Let everybody go to where they were before Frederick came. We were living in peace before Frederick came. We were ourselves before Frederick came. They put knife in what held us together, the center ceased to hold, everything crumbled, and as our father, uncle, brother said, things indeed fell apart. We are here to put it together. Radio Biafra does the impossible. We are broadcasting. People should get it straight. We are broadcasting from China to the whole world. It goes to show that there is something about us that other people find very, very difficult to comprehend. There is something unique about us that sets us apart from other people, that makes them very envious of our accomplishments, our achievements as a people, and our blessing which came from God himself. That is why we proceed unapologetically to say to the whole world that Biafra must be free or Nigeria will fail, will cease to exist completely. Agabayoko, it will burn down. God is our witness. God is our witness. For if we fail to do as we say, we will go straight to hell. And God won't allow that. We cannot afford to fail the Americans. Americans made the predictions as a very good friend. We must help them fulfill it. These are the news and accompanying analysis today on this day, the 7th day of September in the year of our Lord 2013. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the first time, if you experience any intermittency in our transmission, which there shouldn't be, the internet here is fabulous. Please only refresh F5 or you click on refresh button. You shall join us. Our lines are not open yet. We will tell you when it will be open. Our Skype is working perfectly well, Before we go around to gain some views, some perspectives from our people here in the studio, I would like to first of all, please, if my systems will allow me, go to Barrister Mamezu to please, Barrister, give us your opinion, your perspective, what you think of the news you're presenting today, what you make of it, please, that the whole world may hear, because this is Radio Biafra in China. Please proceed.
Thank you once again, Director. Thank you, Chidera Akabo, for the news you brought. Director, before any advent, I must say that the connection today from China is absolutely marvelous. No shaking, no withdrawal syndrome, no panic attacks, and no any kind of cut off. This is very magnanimous.
It is.
It's wonderful. It's welcoming. I wish you stay in China for a month or more, Director. And since I've been with you about 5 or 10 minutes to 7 o'clock, the line has not
crisp,
changed.
Crisp.
Very, very clear. In fact, I feel like breakdancing, Director. I feel like breakdancing. Let me once again say hi to all the Biafrans. I think when they were saying hello, nearly 20 or 21 of them, I counted. It shows a full-time support. I'm quite impressed. In fact, while they were gradually mentioning their names and their states, it's like Anambra and Imo State are kind of in equal margin.
How about as Abia? To who will support. Have you forgotten Abia? Abia is here as well.
I know, but Imo and Anambra came to the top, Director.
Of course, of course.
I've been quite impressed here. I was Director, yes. May you live so long for moving around and gathering our people. This is an impression to show that Biafrans, wherever they are responding.
Yes.
Director, I could remember when we started Radio Biafra, I always worried about our unity and our disunity. I think that unity is coming back.
It is, yes.
All the guys in China, I salute all of you. May God bless you and your family. Barrister Mamezu is saluting you once again. Director, with the news today, it's obvious. In fact, it's in connection to what we were saying yesterday. That zoological country in Nigeria is breaking up. It is succumbing. It is dissipating. And very soon it will disappear.
Amen.
The Americans always say Nigerian is the amalgamation is a cock-up. It's supposed not to be, Director. It should not be, but it was done. Divide and rule under British colonialism. Divide and rule for the sake of oil. 100 good years, I think they've got enough of oil, and I don't think they would like what is coming up in the next 12 months. Biafra is springing up, supported by the European Union, supported by the British, where common sense rule. Britain is a country where the rule of law is paramount.
It's common sense.
America stands for the commonality of the common people. There is no longer any time for subjugation, suppression or submission, Director.
That is correct.
The whole world has come to realize that Biafra should have been leading in Africa. But instead, they put us together with the Abokis. I have no problem with the Muslims. I love them. Most of my friends are Muslims. But let them rule themselves. They are big enough to start Arewa group of whatever it is. The Yorubas have their economy intact. And by the way, a Yoruba friend told me that they are preparing for this separation. They are aware of it, Director. They know. The Yorubas are preparing. They know that separation is imminent. They are just using Biafrans as a cover-up. I heard that, what's his name? This guy who has cement industry, building a big refinery in Ondo. Dangote is building a massive, they said he's the biggest in the whole of Africa. He's building a refinery. Where is the oil coming from? Biafra land.
Yes.
But unfortunately for him, it's not going to be too long for that pipe. It will be blocked from the whole of eastern region down to the west and to the north. It will not exist anymore. Director, I will tell every Biafran to be confident that Biafra is coming up. Nothing. As I've always said, we don't need no permission to extricate ourselves, to detach ourselves from what has been happening for the past 100 garden years that has never brought any fruit to Biafran land. They took our economy away. They took our oil away. They took our industries away. We are now third-class citizens. Why Biafra is supposed to be number one? You converge yourself with somebody whose religion is not the same as yours, whose culture is not the same, whose language is... Director, in every imagination, there's no comparison with us, no, the Northerners or the Yorubas, nothing. There's nothing to say we are the same. But this is a marriage of convenience. After 100 good years, we have seen that there's nothing. It will not exist. It will cease very soon. We have Europeans with us. We have the Americans with us. And of course, we have the British. We have the Chinese. We have the Thais. We have the Malaysians. Director, should I carry on talking?
No, please, don't, because there are a lot of people here. And we want...
Let me stop, sir.
Please, and don't... Please stay very, very close. Don't disappear on me.
No, the Chinese network is superb. I'm not going nowhere. I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, the very accomplished, very eminent, very erudite barrister and attorney of law in the United Kingdom, who has joined Radio Biafra and has been performing a lot of miracles, to say the least. We are in the presence of Biafrans here in Guangzhou City in China. It is an honor, it is a privilege, it is a duty, and it's also my right to be here as the director of Radio Biafra, serving our people in truth and honesty. We told the world that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. You know what it means to be incorruptible? Do we know what incorruptibility means?
Yes, of course.
Incorruptible.
Something pure.
You know that very well.
Auto.
We don't need anything from anybody. When I come out and see Biafrans come out in mass this way, I derive a lot of joy and pleasure from it. Money cannot buy it. People that left their homes to come out, staying awake after 2 a.m. in the Far East, after 1 a.m. in the case of Thailand, that goes to show you that these people have something extraordinary about them. We are going to hear from them one after the other. They will tell us what is on their mind, what brought them to Biafra, what they make of Radio Biafra, and more importantly, how they think we are going to go forward to accomplish Biafra in view of the prevailing news headlines and accompanying summary we have made today. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Onunkwo Tochukwu Shekubechukwu. From Anambra State, Agwata Local Government, Agreze School Town. Director, you are highly welcome.
Thank you.
In a great country, China.
It is a great country indeed.
It is a great
very
country.
Very clean, I must say. Very
and
neat.
A very lovely country.
Very, very clean, yes.
You are highly welcome.
Thank you.
Once again, I want to thank our barrister, Imam Mezu, for the wonderful work he has been doing, and all the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. And Ada Amarachi is a wonderful woman, a great woman, a young lady.
Yes, she is, yes.
I wish I could be able to see her one day.
Yes, but she's married now.
Director, it doesn't matter. Only seeing her is okay for me. She's a great woman.
She is.
Yeah, I love what she has been doing.
Of course, she is.
Once again, my greetings go to Karamonde for the wonderful support she has been giving to all the indigenous people of Biafra. I thank her so much. May God continue to bless her.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And my greetings also to our great elders, our lovely elders, the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra. God will continue to bless you all and protect you all, guide you and be with you as we are coming along with you. Biafra is our identity. Biafra is what we need. Biafra is our destiny. Biafra is our land.
Yes.
No going back forward ever.
Continue. When you finish, you give to other people to speak.
We need Biafra. We are all Biafrans. Biafra is our land. In a zoological country called Nigeria, we are a slave. All the Biafrans living in the United States who have been refused to come along to join us in this struggle, believing they are okay eating burger, or maybe they feel that they have acquired wealth, I'm telling you, it matters the amount of money you have, what you have achieved. As long as you continue being inside Nigeria, you are a slave.
You are.
And if you fail to come out now to join on this struggle, you are a coward, I must say. Your people are dying. Our grandmoms have been raped by the Fulanis. Our young sisters have been taken away from us without any permission from the family or from the parents. Who knows tomorrow whose sister is gonna be? Who knows whose mother or grandmom they're gonna rape tomorrow? Only Igbos have been deported from Lagos. I didn't know Nigeria is now deporting their citizens back to their city or state. Only Biafrans. Federal government of Nigeria, they are not remembering us. They are not in any way favoring us. All the resources, everything that makes Nigeria what they are, is from Eastern Legion. Go to Eastern Legion and see what he looks like. Eastern Legion is supposed to look like heaven on earth, because this is where all the Nigeria resources, everything that make up Nigeria, is coming from. Biafra is what we need. Without Biafra, we are nothing. Without Biafra, we have no name. I, Tochukwu Onunkwo, Biafra is my identity. Biafra is where we worship. It's our God. It's our land. It's our hope. It's our future. Without Biafra, we are gone. Without Biafra, Igbos, all the our brothers, Ijo people, Idoma people, all the ethnic people that make up Biafrans, we are going nowhere. They will soon kill us. Boko Haram are bombing churches. Who are the Christians? Eastern Legion. They are deporting us from Lagos. Even warning us in Eladipo Market, if we fail, that Yorubas will loot us, we should go back to our land. And our brothers and our sisters, Biafrans in the United States, are comfortable with this. The people that fail to come out now are comfortable with this. Maybe because you are okay, 3 square meters a day, you are riding a car, you have a house, you think you are free. No, you are not free. We have to come out now. It is now or never to build our nation for the favor of our children, for the future hope of our children. We all have to come out. I want to take this opportunity calling on all the Biafrans in China, all the wonderful people in China, to come out and join this struggle. Come out and join us. So many of you have received our flyers. We have Meet You People one-on-one.
Our dear leader here told you, I will need to take this call. Please stay where you are and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they have gone. They have gone. We asked them to please try and call back. We wanted to take it as a call from home, but they have gone. They shall call back, please. Yes, please proceed.
I'm calling all of them to come out now and join us on this struggle. Our people back home needs us. there needs our hope. There needs our support. There are suffering. All of us have to come out to support the issue of transmitter, to help our brothers, our mothers, our grandmoms that have been raped. We need to do something. It is now or never.
Or never. Thank you very much.
It is now or never.
Thank you very much. Please stay. Let us take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Osita Okeke calling from Thailand.
The great man himself, Osita, is our head of mobilization. He was with me at the airport earlier. Yesterday morning, I would say. They were excellent in Thailand, and we are here now amongst our people doing equally great work as people did. You are welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. What would you like to say?
Director, I'm so much happy to hear from you once again from China. I thank God Almighty for joining mercy granted to you.
Thank you. Where are you in a tunnel? That is a fan blow. Are you in a tunnel? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Very, very, it's better now because where you are is noisy and there's a lot of vibration coming. So we are wondering what is going on. But it's better now. Please continue. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my brother, I must congratulate our people, Tochukwu, and his wonderful fellow Biafrans in China for making it possible for you to be broadcasting live from China this night.
That is correct.
I thank all our people in the studio, and like I said, I'm grateful to God for making it possible for you to arrive in China in peace.
Thank you very much.
So, today, I also want to thank my fellow Biafrans here in Thailand because we had our meeting, which we told you yesterday that we are going to hold our meeting today.
That is correct, yes.
And I thank God Almighty for making it possible for we to come together and team up as one team.
That's good.
And I thank you so much for your marvelous work towards our people, what you have been doing to our people, uniting our people all over the world. I can't even imagine how you are making it happening, because I respect you so much for what you did in Thailand people. You really put a peace in our heart. You make all of us come together as one brother, you know?
Yes.
So I thank God Almighty for what you are doing in our people, and I urge all Biafrans all over the world this morning from here in Thailand that everybody who is hearing my voice who have not been serious in this struggle to please come out and join this struggle. This struggle, we must not relent in this struggle. We must never miss this opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, today after after our meeting today, our leader and our coordinator here, Pastor Levy, show us one breaking news where article saying that good luck cannot if Northern House did not become president next year after 2015 that Nigeria is going to turn to hell.
Of course.
So all our people need to know that Nigeria is coming to an end. By their say, even without Radio Biafra, Nigeria is coming to an end already. Because America have told us this for a long time. That is why we must put this at work. So please, I'm begging all our people all over the world to come out in mass, more especially our people here in Thailand, to please, that we are now one Biafra family in Thailand.
Yes.
Each and every one of us, wherever you are, to come out and join this struggle. Yes. There is no more quarrel with anybody and his fellow brother. No. We are now one Biafra family here in Thailand.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Please, I call all my fellow Biafrans here in Thailand who is listening to me to please come out. We are now united. We are now one body. We are now happily brothers. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I must take this call. Thank you very much. Thank you. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Kikachi Okudi.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan, please go ahead.
Yes. Nandi, on behalf of Biafran in Pakistan, I want to say you are highly welcome to China.
Thank you.
I thank God for the safe journey. I thank my brothers in China who have made this possible for you to come to China. Nandi, I want to let you know that your work is gaining roots. Yes, your work is gaining roots. No matter what people may think, their stance is more open than before. The whole world knows about Biafra now. I am happy people are aware of that country called Biafra. Nandi, may God guide you and protect you. May God give you strength to carry on this good work. We Biafra in Pakistan, we just finished our meeting not quite long, and we are still in round table hearing you people's comments from China. I thank my brothers in China. We thank our brothers in Malaysia. We thank our brothers in Thailand. We thank our brothers all over the world. Let's not give up. Let's keep up the good fight. Chukwu Abiyama will grant us our desire. Let's believe. Let's have faith. Chukwu Abiyama, the God we worship, he will grant us our desire. May God bless you all. Thank you, Nandi.
And God bless
our sister in our group, Mrs. Choma, she wants to say hello to you people.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Yes, and Zubi, Prince Zubi on Skype.
Hello, my brother. Good evening, everybody. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, I'm one of the members in Pakistan here. My name is Choma Ebere from Enugu State.
That's good.
And married in Imo State. Sir, my brother, Honorable Nnamdi, you are the main man we are seeing. And we believe that one day this our Biafran will later come to an end. Because me, I believe that I'm not going to that zoological country again, except if they dedicated me to be a Biafran.
Amen.
So we pray that this Biafran will continue, and all of us will have one mind. And I greet all of our brothers in Malaysia, in Thailand, and in China. Please, all of us should use one mind. Nobody should put Fred in his or her mind. Let's fight for our rights.
Yes.
But thank you all very much. Good night, everybody.
Thank you very much. Unukeleni and Unabanki.
You're welcome.
That's better.
Hello, Nand.
Thank you, yes.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening. Good morning from here.
Thank you for your work well done. Because since I started listening to the radio Biafra, me, Ugochukwu Ugokwe from Abagana, and the coordinator in Pakistan. So, I'm very appreciating in what you are doing. I'm very happy about all your movement, and I thank God for all the journey you have done, because God is guaranteeing you the journey mercy all the way.
Yes.
So I believe within short while, as you visit Malaysia and Thailand and China, I believe sometime someday I will invite you in Pakistan so that you can talk with my people in Pakistan. But I'm very happy as I'm coordinating in Pakistan, as the coordinator in Pakistan. So things is moving very well and very fine. So I believe with God's grace, this Biafra will surely succeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because I know where I come from and I know where I stand. And I believe Biafra must stand in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 That's better. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. You now have the floor. You will give us your name and where you are. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, director.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, go ahead. We're hearing you. Go ahead.
Yes. This is Prince Zubi. I'm calling from India.
Prince Zubi, what is your surname? Ahana Gobogene.
My surname is Ukoma Nzubechi.
That is a wonderful name. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'll be hearing of Radio Biafra. I'll be calling your line, but you know, because our brothers is we have many of our brothers that is calling, so you cannot attend my call. But yes, I'm very happy. I'll be hearing about this Biafra. I was very happy about it, and I thank God for the successful journey to you in China.
Thank you.
So I'll be praying for it. Also, I'm trying to gather some of our brothers here, inform them about this Biafra, because it is for, we are fighting for our future. It's for our children in future. That's what we are fighting.
Yes.
So I'm praying to God to make it to work out. Everything will be successfully.
Yes.
By special grace of God, because that is what we have been praying for.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes. So I'm very happy, and I'm trying our possible best to make sure that we'll get our brothers here.
Yes.
Yes. So that's what I have to say. So may God bless you, Director.
Yes, God will bless all of us. But India is a disappointment. I am personally disappointed in India. Our I don't know if they've taken all of them to prison. I don't know where they are. When we started, they were calling us. Now they are probably all in prison or in the bush hiding. I don't know what happened to them. Somebody should wake them up, please. Those in India, where are you people? Why did you bring us out on the road and abandoned us? What happened in India? We want to know.
So, Director, you know that the Indian, because of, you know, maybe the all how things is going. But I'm trying my possible best to gather some of our brothers and inform them about this Biafra, because it's for our own future life.
It is.
And for our children, our born children.
Yes.
It's going to help us. So we are fighting for what our forefathers have kept for us. So that is how this Biafra have to be stand by the special grace of God. God will make it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Director, for what you have been doing. God will still more bless you and give you more life and more power to make sure that we get this Biafra.
Amen and amen. We are going to get it together. Biafra is a collective effort. No one person can get Biafra. All of us, with very little help from everyone, we will get Biafra in truth and honesty. Not just any Biafra. Biafra in Kimemone is Yoku. A Biafra that stands upright. Your yes is your yes. Your no is your no. When people see you, they call you a Biafran. Not today you're a Biafran. Tomorrow you're a campaigner for Hakim. Nobody knows. Anongorodo, you're not up, you're not down. You know something that is not human and is not spirit. You know what it's called? Eh? You know what it's called? You know what it's called? You know what it's called? Awototo. Yes, that's the name. This is Radio Biafra, please, my dear brother. We are going to stay here for as long as it takes. If you feel sleepy, you can go home. I have run a broadcast before for 5 hours non-stop. We are going to do the same in China if need be. Do we have to pay rent here?
No.
Uh-huh. Please, my dear brother, proceed and give us your name once again, and you tell us what is on your mind before we go to take more calls.
Yeah, once again, my name is Anthony Chazanachuku Onyema. I thank all the listeners this evening, this morning from China, for being with us. For what I saw this evening, you know, that makes Radio Biafra what it is. I was very, very happy, you know, because that showed that our new Biafra is a place that we deserve to stay. Because it's just a little machine that makes this Radio Biafra what it is. So for those who doesn't believe what is going on, I think they would like to see this, to know that our Biafran country is a great country indeed. So I urge every members anywhere they are, especially those that live in the USA, maybe they are opportune to have the passport of American. But even though they have it, it's not their identity. Someday, you know, they have to look for their own state, country. So I want to throw something in about what is going on in our lives, you know. Because the place we came from, this Nigeria stuff, they don't like us. I am here today not because I don't like to be a graduate. I tried my best, you know, to come out something good in my life in school those days. But because of the bad country called Nigeria, they couldn't allow me to do that. So here are we today, suffering from one thing or the other. I remember those days in school, I contributed money to this China government, twice in primary school.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, twice. 1.50 kobo, I cannot forget it. You know, I think 82 or 8, I can't remember. You know, but today, here am I, you know, serving them, running from the policemen all around. You know, so that shows you that our country, this Nigeria we are today, if we don't get out from that country, we'll continue to run away from it.
We will, but let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Nonso from Nigeria, calling from Israel.
If your name is Nonso and you're from Nigeria, we'll terminate your call. We take calls from Biafra with the name Nonso. I will ask you again, where do you come from?
I come from Imo State.
And where is Imo State?
Ebema.
Okay, go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead. The whole world is listening to your voice, my dear brother. Go ahead, Nonso.
Okay.
Ahead.
Now I'm happy. Look at speak English.
English, English, whichever one you prefer. Go ahead.
Okay, let me speak English. You say, what people are doing, I like it and I'm happy with it. But most important that whether people can be united, where this thing will carry on, that is most important thing.
Is that a question?
Yes.
I am living in London, in England, and I am amongst our people in China. What does that tell you?
Yes.
What does that tell you? If we are not united, how can Radio Biafra go to Malaysia, go to Thailand? Here is in China. We are going to Philippines. We are going to Japan. We are going to Indonesia. How is that possible without unity? Do you know how many people there are in this studio? I want all of you to greet our brother in unison so you know how many we are here. Now you know that we are united and we are one. Let nobody try to deceive you. We are one. Those who are not with us are criminals. We are clean and we are crisp. That is why our brother said, people didn't hear what he said. He said, if you see the equipment we are using to terrorize evildoers, you will know that God is indeed with us. Not our equipment in London. This is only our mobile unit from China. Think of what we have in London and what we are going to unleash on Nigeria. I feel sorry for Nigeria, to be honest with you. Thank you for calling and God bless you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. Reduce your system, please. Your name and where you are.
Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. Reduce your system, please.
Hello. Hello, director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please go ahead. Our people are here in China. They came out en masse. I'm so proud of them. Please go ahead.
We are. This is Elisha Michael from Malaysia. I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all Biafrans all over the world. There is one thing I want to comment on, and I'm talking directly to all Igbos everywhere, all Biafrans everywhere in the world. If the people we can call minority, the Niger Delta people, which we believe is part of the Biafran region, is saying they will secede out of Nigeria, and they say it out publicly and openly. You know, it is high time the Igbo people have to, like, you know, believe in this Biafra struggle. I mean, those people that believe, our brothers, like our brothers in America, those people that believe they have acquired wealth, that they don't need this emancipation of our nation. Because so many people, the only people that will tell you they don't believe in Biafra is those people that felt that the little thing they have can keep them. I want to call on them. The Hausa have been terrorizing Nigerian nation through their militia group called Boko Haram. These Hausa people that have nothing in Nigeria is agitating for the Islamic Republic of the Arewa people of Northern Nigeria. This is what they are seeking for freedom to serve their God also. The Yoruba people also knows what is happening. But the unfortunate thing is that the Igbo people, they are looking up to the corrupt politicians that were planted by the Hausa people to govern us. I just like one of my brother Connor, he's talking about unity. The reason why they always talk about unity is when they look at the people in the political positions. And I want to tell them today, the political officers, the governor, the senators, whatever they are not representing us. These people has been planted to distract the different people. The Igbos are in unity. The Igbos are in unity. Stop looking at the political leaders. They are the enemy we have among us, which we are going to remove them from our land very soon. The Igbo once again are in unity. I want to call them. Both the people in America, maybe because of the green card, because of the American passport they are using, they felt, you know, they don't need Biafra. They need Biafra one day. They should come out en masse. This is the golden opportunity, the God-given opportunity for we to come out of this, you know, punishment, for us to come out of this corrupt entity, for us to come out of this curse on Nigeria. The liberation every Igbo man, every Biafra need is to govern him or herself in that region where God has given us. This is the mistake of man. Just one man, not do that.
His so name is Frederick Lugard. He's not a lord. His name is Frederick Lugard. He is not a lord.
So this is a mistake of one man. We should know our identity. We are Biafran from the Biafran land. So I call on all Biafran to come out and support. We only have 2014 to get our emancipation.
That is correct.
I called on them to come out. Director, once again, I just want to thank you for the strength. I want to thank God for the ability he has given unto you. You have turned around the world. You've been through America. Now you're turning the whole Asia region. I pray God will continue to strengthen you. And to our people in China, I say kudos to them. They are making us proud. You know, the way when I had them speaking in the studio, in the same way Thailand did, I am happy that the Malaysia is having people like them. I also want to call on our people in India. They should not disappoint us. The India, you know, Director, when you were going to Thailand, I know great things will happen in Thailand. Because most of the people you see in Thailand is people that migrated, some of the Igbo people that migrated from Malaysia to Thailand.
That is correct.
And also in India, some of us are people that migrated from Malaysia to India. So now I want to call on the India. We believe in you people. We know India can make a move. India, please, don't disappoint us. The whole Asian country where the Biafra are coming on together. Look at the Japan. Please, India, don't disappoint us. We respect you people, and we know you people will rise. Don't disappoint us. Come up and join this struggle. And I pray God will bless everyone in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. I love the way the response is in this very place, how they respond as one and in unison. Very, very briefly, please, you give us your name and where you are, and you speak as briefly as possible because we want to go around here to get the views of everybody. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Pastor Ibi from Thailand. I just want to greet the Chinese people. The Biafra is Chinese. I'm just giving this to them, and also thanking God for joining me to China.
Thank you very much.
Once again, please, all Biafras all over the world, we are united. Come and let's join hands together and get our rights. Everybody know that we are fighting for our rights and we must get it. That's what I want to say tonight.
Thank you.
Have a nice day, and God bless you.
And God bless,
and bless all Biafras in China.
Yes, he will bless them. You will stay where you are, please. That is our leader in Thailand. That is Pastor Levi. He is our leader in Thailand. They had a meeting today, and from what we gathered from Osita, who is our head of mobilization, everything went very well. We are very happy that we brought peace to Thailand and that everything is working very smoothly. So God bless you. You're a man of God already, but God will continue to bless you abundantly. Thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. Please, my dear brother, you may now proceed to finish what you were saying before. Before we go around, everybody must say something, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me rush to conclude. Because what I'm saying is that I contributed money to this government today. Here am I, you know, serving them again, running from their policemen. I want to call out my brothers, you know, every country where they are, to come out and join this struggle because we need it. You know, some of us may be okay, you know. We are not thinking about ourselves. We are thinking about our future, our children, unborn children. You know, for those who are living in the country now, you know, some of them are suffering. So some of us that are living abroad think that the electricity, everything is good for them. But when you make wealth without people around you being happy, it's nonsense. So we need this freedom, you know, and this is the right time to take it. So please, our brothers in every country where you are, come out and join this struggle. May God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and you too as well. May God bless you. Yes.
Good evening, the great Biafrans all over the world. The only thing I have to say in this issue is different religion is different belief, definitely. And this battle is for us, we Biafrans, and we youths. And we should not expect anybody to fight this battle for us. It's for us. And I strongly believe that God must surely grant us our heart desire. And we must surely reach our destination. Biafra is our land. It's our great land. God bless Biafrans with so many resources. And they have
stolen everything with criminals.
We are slave in a foreign land, and also we are slave in our own land too. So the only thing I have to say is this: we are not good to live with a terrorist, and I strongly believe that all those Muslim people, they are terrorists. They come to steal what belongs to us, and we strongly believe that we must surely achieve our heart desire by the special grace of God, and I strongly believe that God have already granted us our heart desire.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Good morning from China once again. My name is Metu Malaki from Bitolu in Imo State. First of all, Director, I would say I want to welcome you to Far East Asia.
Yes.
You are welcome to China.
Thank you.
It's a land of peace where we are living peacefully among ourselves. It's a land where we believe the things that Americans could not do or cannot do, that we are going to achieve that. If
Malaki, you grant me this second, let's take this call. It's important. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Emeka Obuara. I'm calling from Israel.
Emeka Obuara, hello from Israel. The ghost of